Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. So please take your seat, whether you're on a cushion on the floor, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And in either case, just please find a way to sit up straight in a way that feels relaxed and grounded. And before we sit, I want to share with you a little bit from a conversation we are having over in the Open Heart Project, Sangha, which is a group within the Open Heart Project that you are warmly invited to join if it's of interest. And every month we have a theme. And recently one of our themes was something called the Four Karmas. And it invoked a really lively, wonderful, interesting conversation that is ongoing and that I want to include you in. So I want to share with you what these four karmas are before we sit. Here, the word karma means more like activity or action rather than what goes around comes around kind of karma. So the four karmas are four actions, four activities that we can do that bring our mindfulness, the mind of meditation, into the circumstances of our lives. And they offer ways to consider how we might react to the situations we encounter. And of course, there's billions of ways one could react, not just four, but this teaching sort of divides them into four categories that I think are very pragmatic and useful. And I probably think about them myself every day of my life. Which karma is called for here or there? So the four karmas are the following, and we'll look at each one very briefly in detail: pacify, enrich, magnetize, destroy, sometimes called let go. So the first karma, to pacify, here doesn't necessarily mean, okay, everybody needs to calm down, although sometimes that's appropriate. Rather, it means, can I see clearly what is happening here? Because that enables me to calm down, even when what is happening is contentious or difficult. When I can connect to it truly, like, let me understand, let me see what is happening here, I can engage. I can meet it or choose not to. But that is more pacifying than wishing it wasn't happening or pretending something else was happening. So we can use, for an example, an argument you're having with someone in your life. And pacify might mean, wait a minute, calm down. But what is usually more pacifying is, what's going on here? Why do you feel the way you do? What is making you feel this way? How did this happen? You know, to understand where they're coming from, unless they're being mean, in which case you should leave. But if it's a real argument with a real person in your life, you could take a moment and see if you understand what they're saying, why they're angry. That's very pacifying. Doesn't mean there's nothing to be angry about. Doesn't mean you shouldn't get angry back, because you're certainly entitled to. But it means, okay, now we're in. Something can happen. But when we keep rejecting what is happening, no, you have no right to feel that way, or I don't want to hear about it, pacifying never happens. So we can say that pacify begins with looking and seeing clearly. Second karma, to enrich, means now you've seen to the best of your ability what's really going on here. So therefore, you are positioned to contribute something that might actually be useful. You can actually enrich the circumstances here. And sometimes enriching, what you might want to add is, I'm sorry, or I didn't realize you felt that way. Something, what is most enriching might be to say you're sorry or apologize. Or what may be most enriching could be to get angry back. Because wait a minute, you're wrong. You're not, no, let me tell you how I feel. That could be totally appropriate. And sometimes what is most enriching is to say nothing. So, but because you have seen clearly, you are likely to make a wise choice about how to enrich in this case and generally speaking. So the third karma, my favorite, is called to magnetize. So when you pacify, meaning go in, see clearly, you have the intention to enrich, to offer something useful, whatever that might be. Magnetize here means something like, okay, what happens next? Let's wait and see. Maybe you're mad at me. Maybe I'm mad at you. I hear you. I try to make myself heard. Now what happens? Do you come closer to me, you know, emotionally or from your point of view, or do you get more angry, or does something happen coincidentally to distract us? Like, what happens in the wake of pacifying and enriching? Let's see what actually comes in to the space between us and that might have some bearing on this situation, and then react to it if it is appropriate to do so. So magnetize, I realize that might not be clear, is what is drawn into the circumstance that you have pacified and enriched. That is something to think about. And then the final karma, to destroy, which I know sounds like, but it doesn't mean to decimate or be aggressive. And if you prefer, you can use the phrase let go. But this fourth karma acknowledges that in certain circumstances in our life, it is appropriate just to destroy, meaning end, and the relationship and the conversation and the experience. You could say let go of the relationship, let go of the conversation, and so on. And unless you pacify and enrich and then see what is magnetized, it's very hard to judge accurately when it is time to destroy / let go. So, you know, there are times and relationships and conversations that we should end. And it's good to know, feel confident in your ability to judge when such a time has come. So four karmas: pacify, enrich, magnetize, destroy. And as you go about your life, whatever you're doing, you could, if you remember, just think, well, okay, now I'm going into this conversation with my kid or a meeting at work. What's called for here? Is this a moment to pacify, enrich, and so on? It just sort of gives a blueprint of possible reactions that I have found very useful. And I'm sharing it with you with the hope that you will too. Okay, let's sit together. Please begin your practice by just relaxing. And here, relaxing means being as you are. We're not trying to get anywhere. We're not trying to become anyone. We're trying to be right here as we are. That's always a good way to start anything. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Sit up straight to the best of your ability, but not rigid. Naturally straight, naturally strong back. And let your front body soften a lot. The belly can really relax. And let the shoulders soften. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. And let the jaw relax. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold, but just natural breathing. In other words, whatever it is that you were doing before I said breathing, just keep doing that. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front, up to 6 feet or so, 2 meters or less, given the distance of your screen. But let the eyes settle and receive. And let the brow relax. let your attention come to rest on the breath, which means feel the breath, feel the body breathing. We're feeling, we're not observing. Feeling is more intimate. Observing can imply a sort of stepping away and looking back, but we want to step fully in. So just let yourself feel what your body's doing anyway, which is breathing. And let your mind rest on the wave of breath. Doesn't have to work right now, so it can be carried on the breath. Let your mind be as it is. Thoughts come and go. No problem. There's no off switch for thinking, just like there is no off switch for seeing or hearing. They just happen. Vision and thinking and so on. No big deal. Just let it be that way, because you don't really have a choice. And in the foreground of your attention is your breath. And allow your thoughts to be in the background as best you can. So feeling the body breathe, thoughts happen, kind of like a river running by without end. But you're in this very stable seat, being with it all. And if you notice that you have become absorbed in a line of thought, not a thought, a whole line of thought, to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, that's actually a genius move. You just woke up in the middle of your own mind. That's really great. And as such, you have choices that otherwise you would not have. So the choice here is notice that. You can label that moment thinking. Oh, I see, I'm thinking. That's different than meditating. Thinking, and let go. The thought is important or silly or brutal or adorable, doesn't matter, just let it go. And gently bring your attention back to the breath and begin again, feeling the body breathe. So we'll sit together in silence for a few minutes until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. It really matters. Thank you for practicing with me, and thank you for practicing together.